Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She said she had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. The Lord said to her in reply, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary had chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Jesus said to Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Jesus doesn't mean that Mary is always sitting beside him and listen. But Jesus wants to tell Martha, there is time to work, there's a time to rest, and there's a time to pray. It's very true. In our daily life, many times we don't spare enough space to talk to God, to be with the Lord. Our heart is always busy with so many things. It's an occasion for us to reflect our life. The Benedictines and all the religious people, the whole day, they divide into three parts. One part is for work. One part is for prayer. Another part is for rest. Unfortunately, we don't have so much spare time for our prayer life. We are preoccupied so far, so many things. I don't think Jesus is telling us to stop all the work. It's not true. Important is to do the will of God, right? To do the will of God. To serve, to work, is part of the word of God, the will of God. On the other hand, we need to spare some silence at the sit down. Read something from scripture and meditate on it, or if opportunity comes, go to the church and stay before the Blessed Sacrament in silence for some time. If not, at least we have spared some prayer time of silence to talk to the Lord. We need to have this space. We think too many things, but we don't stop to talk to the Lord. For me, I learned a lot by the teaching of Jesus. I think I shared with you some time ago. When I was in Toronto, I met a woman who had the five wounds of the Lord. She had opportunity to meet the Lord many times. Once she asked me to write a few words to the Lord. I did so. And Jesus received my message. After some time, through this lady, Jesus telling me I should spare each day some period before the Blessed Sacrament. When I received this message, I just remember the occasion after the Last Supper. Jesus was with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, especially three of his close disciples, together with him to pray. But after a certain moment, those three disciples fell asleep. After a certain moment, Jesus went to them and said, "Can you stay with me for an hour?" It's not that Jesus did our companion. On the other hand, we need Jesus' companionship. We need to invite Jesus to stay with us. Only then we can keep up peace in mind. They need the strength to go ahead. So through the gospel today, we can tell Jesus we want to learn from that sister Mary. She was at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. Just spend some free moment during the day. Just a quiet time to converse, to talk to Jesus. He is listening. Just to be with him. Jesus wishes that we can always be close to him. That's the moment we can avoid so many distractions, so many occasions to fall into temptation. Thank you, Lord, that you are inviting us to be with you in a prayer of silence during the whole day.